Chapter 9. A New Job. I love being on television. I was born to be on television. We're sitting on the sofas again, Rory and Emma and me. I'm one of them. People are phoning in and talking about their money problems. I listen to people's questions and I answer them. The strange thing is that I know all the answers. I thought that I didn't know anything about money, but I do. I can help people. I've never felt this happy. When I get back to Fulham, I feel like a different person. "Becky," says Suze, "I saw you on morning coffee and I couldn't believe it. You were brilliant." "Thanks, Suze." I put my arms around her. She goes to make tea and then the phone rings. I answer it.
"Miss Bloomwood,"
Derek Smith says. I think about putting down the phone, but I don't.
"Miss Bloomwood, we had a meeting on Monday morning and you didn't come."
"Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that..." But I can't think of anything.
"Miss Bloomwood, I write to you, I phone you, and finally we agree a meeting, but you don't come."
Suddenly, I know that he's really trying to help me. "I'm sorry," I say. "It's true that I need help."
"Are you serious? You really will try?"
he asks. "Yes," I whisper.
"Tomorrow then,"
he says,
"at 9:30?
"I'll be there," I say. The phone rings again. It's Zelda, and I can't believe it. They want me back on the show 3 times a month. Before I get ready for my meeting with Luke, I look at the pile of letters from Visa and the bank. Morning coffee are going to pay me a lot of money, and soon I'll be able to pay all my bills. I can't stop smiling. When I get to the restaurant with the Financial Times under my arm, I see Luke at a table. He's looking quite handsome. He's already ordered some drinks. I sit down, take out my notebook, and write, "Meeting with Luke Brandon," at the top. "To business," I say, holding up my glass.
"If I still have a business after this morning," he says.
"Well, I think your customers should be pleased. It's good to tell the truth. That's a good thing for Brandon Communications to say. We tell the truth." Luke is staring at me.
"That's brilliant, Becky. I love your ideas," he says. "And I want to say sorry about the other day. You were right. I wasn't being serious with you. But I am now. Very serious."
He has a strange look on his face. My heart starts to go faster. We eat and talk and laugh for hours, but we don't talk about business. Luke is clever, but he's not boring. He's really funny and interesting. I don't want the evening to end. He puts down his drink and his hand moves across the table towards mine. Very slowly, he closes his hand over mine. I look into his eyes and then he kisses me. The next morning, I wake up late. I feel like a new person. I think about Luke and my new job at morning coffee. I think about not owing any money. I can pay my Visa bill and I'll have money in my bank account. I think about Derek Smith.
and I suddenly remember. I had a meeting with Derek Smith 5 minutes ago. What am I going to do?
I go to the phone.
Hello? I say. I'd like to leave a message for Mr. Smith. Penguin Readers, The Secret Dream World of a Shopaholic. Sophie Kinsella, Level 3. Retold by Kate Williams, illustrated by Tom Hurd, series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nneka Okoye. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.